So towards the end of Sheni of Shmos, of course, we have the rescue of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vater bas parol urchot sal yaor v'naharusel chol sal yada yaor vater sateva besoch asuf vatikach samasa vatikacha vatiftach vatireu esayalad v'neinar bocha vatachmo alav vatomer mialdei ha'ivrim zeh. The Gemara Masechet Megillah darshins vater bas parol urchot sal hayaor urchot migilulei base avia. So it's an interesting drasha, but ask yourself, what was the hint in terms of the pshuto shel mikra that Chazal were responding to? That's always the question that we want to get to when it comes to midrashim. So I'd like to suggest the following. The pasuk says vatachmo lav vatomer mialdei v'rimzeh. As the Ramban explains, she thought to herself and said, "Who would ever abandon a child? It's either somebody who said to themselves." Like Hagar al Arab Mosayala, the child is going to die, horrifically, because Egypt has become a police state. Velo Yachlod Hatzvinos, it's either that, or maybe somebody's hoping that, I'll rescue the child. So, as the Ramban points out, Basparo made the correct calculation. That's exactly what, the Eim Hayalad was thinking. It's the Ramban Lashitaso, because Vatero Soki Tovhu, the Ramban says, well, every mother loves her child. So, what's so special about the relationship between this mother and this child? And the Ramban says that she saw that there was something unique about Moshe Rabbeinu, and that she figured that he could actually be saved, that there was a chance for this child. So be that as it may, when we talk about the Vatachmol Allah, Vatomer Mialdei Ha'ivrim Zeh, that Chemla, that sense of Rachamim, so the Gemara Masechta Yevamos says, Shlosh Simanim Be'umazo, Rachmanim, Baishanim Gomei Chasadim, so that kind of Rachmanos and Gemilos Chesed, that's something that we don't associate with a pagan Egyptian culture, but something we very much associate with Klal Yisrael and with the culture of Klal Yisrael. And I think that's exactly what Chazal were responding to. The Rambam says in many places, in Achzarius Mitzuya Leba'akom, El Yisrael, Rachmanim B'nei Rachmanim Heim. The Rambam talks about that in Matnos Aniyim. The Rambam talks about that in Yisurei Bia in multiple places. Right? It's part of our defining quality as members of Klal Yisrael. And so when it says, Vatered, Bas parol lirchotzal hi or lirchotz migilulei beisavia, that this was kind of a giur, is I think what Chazal are responding to is the manifestation of this quality of chemla, which is such a hallmark of Klal Yisrael. It could be chasidei umos olam as well, but that she was abandoning the pagan culture. She had already made up her mind that this culture was not something that she could abide. In fact, the Ramban even has a suggestion, and it sounds like this gzeira was only in place for a very short amount of time. So why was it so short-lived? Not that we're complaining. It says that it could be that Bas Parah went back to her father and said, this is outrageous. This is, beyond the pale. So again, Bas Parah had distanced herself from sort of the regnant Egyptian culture. And that's what potentiated the manifestation of chemla vatachmo lav vatomer miyalde yivrim zeh. But everyone thinks the fate of Bas Parah is various indications. Was she Gioris Tzedek? Did she go up with the Jewish people? But the point is, in this moment, she acted very much as a Jewess would. Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim, Chazal, right, noticed that and preempted by darshaning Vatered. Because remember, paganism isn't about a theology, alone. It's not about a sense of, okay, there are people who believe in one God and there are people who believe in multiple gods, but it's a lot tied up with a kind of a cruelty, kind of a barbarism, ruthlessness. That's why the Meiri, explicitly bifurcates between the two. You have people who, are in a theological sense violating Avodah Zarah, but they're umos hageduros bedas, they're civilized peoples. But Avodah Zarah, what we talk about, Ovdei Kochavim Mazalos, we're really talking about a kind of a barbaric culture. So that's exactly what we're trying to highlight in this context. Lirchotz migilulei beisavia immediately translates into the humanity of Vatachmo Allah Vatomer Mialdei Ho'ivrim Zeh.